Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Anne is standing by with national news, and we'll have today's entertainment news. Later on, Carla and I will talk about some of the Oscar highlights from last night's 93rd Annual Academy Awards, of course. Got to talk about what everybody was wearing and all that. but right now, it is time for some laughter. Here's Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam. Let's go.
So happy to have you back, Deacon.
Thank you, Pat.
The last week we had a young deacon substitute that set in. And
how was that, Pat?
So very perplexing. Didn't quite have the voice, you know, for it.
I got it.
See right there?
I got it.
That ain't the voice.
Got on your nerve, Pastor.
We already wanted it.
I got it.
That ain't what we looking for. Go ahead, Deacon, with these complaints.
All right, Pastor, let's get down to business here. We got a problem. Deacon James Johnson is telling members that they can come by his house and get the Johnson vaccine shot. This is just an outrage. Please talk to him. He is not a doctor, and he done shot up 12 members already. You're going to have to talk to him.
Well, let me ask you a question, nigga. What is he shooting them up with?
I don't know, pal. He's saying he claims he has the Johnson vaccine. I don't know what he's shooting them with.
Because his last name is Johnson?
Exactly. I don't know what he's shooting them with.
Well, if you dumb enough to go over to somebody's house
and
get
faster.
An injection or something, you know, you might as well get some booty put on while you're over there since you're just taking injections.
You better minister.
Yes, preach it.
You better
faster.
Know your word now.
Yes, come on now.
All right, we got another problem here. Deacon Roy, Lord have mercy, he ordered some masks with Bible verses on him and got them all mixed up. Instead of John 3:16, it says John 6:9. Instead of Psalms 23, it's Psalms 9:99. And instead of Acts 2:38, it's Acts 7:77:93:11. What do you want to do with these masks he didn't order? I don't know what to do with it.
I think we can go ahead and use the mask. Most people that ain't been to church in a while know how they ain't gonna know what it is.
Oh, really?
St. John's could be an address. What's the last one you said, Deacon?
Acts, Pastor. That was Acts. It was supposed to be Acts 2:38, but it's Acts 7:77:93:11. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, that's a song, so that's a nice mask. Well, we'll go and keep the mask and just don't pass them out to no saints.
Right.
Sinners only.
Yeah. Damn,
well, that's everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you want to walk around with John 6:9 on, though. That's not.
I just said don't give them to saints.
Okay. So do you know the sinners that I should give them to? I got to make sure I'm giving them to the right. That's
Let's
all right.
Calm down to the shelter.
Okay. All right, here's another situation. All
I saw
members...
a man down there that had on a K.A. side shirt with a...
You going to bring this up while I'm in character? That what you going to do?
That way you can't snap out. see how that work? Anyway, let's just let that alone now.
Let's move on.
All the members whose heads are too big and their glasses can't fit behind their ears are asking to raise money to get extensions on their glasses. That's your call.
Is that why?
No, we just going to have them.
That's an English show.
Just, really we're going to call it...
What,
Pastor? The Wham Ministry, the WAHM Ministry.
What is that?
What is Wham?
That's the Water Ass Head Ministry. And they just go around and just find other big head ass people. And that way they'll understand. Because if you're talking to somebody with glasses on, don't go behind their ear. They ain't going to say nothing about yours, not going behind your ear. You understand?
I understand. Okay.
So glad.
Here's the situation.
My voice is different today. I don't know what's going on. I can't seem to.
Who, mine?
Mine.
All right. Oh, don't get angry, Pastor.
Not really sure.
You need some help from Deacon Jr.?
No. Oh, Lord. Good Lord.
He's standing back.
No, don't worry.
He's standing back. You know you're ready.
This is pretty much unanimous by the members. A lot of members are asking. They saying they have things to do. Could you just post your sermon so we don't all have to zoom in at the same time?
Wow.
They got to this.
Y'all must think this Joel Osteen or the Potter's house. We ain't even got a YouTube channel. If you ain't here for the Zoom, then bye-bye.
You missed the word.
We ain't got nothing else for you, because we ain't got nobody young enough to know how to post these poster messages. The youngest member at our church is 58.
That's right. That's all right.
The grandkids don't come here. The children quit coming here. Uh-huh. We just old.
Yeah, we no longer have a youth choir. They're completely gone. The youth choir's out.
Well, we do have a youth choir, but they 60. Old folks choir is the 485-year-olds we got in the church. And Lord, don't nobody want to hear listen to them.
All right.
They sang At the Cross one more time.
So, Pastor, we got an issue here. Deacon Dick Jefferson is asking that you tell the members to make sure they say Deacon before saying his first name. I guess he's getting offended by this, Pastor. That's your call.
That's his name.
Why don't he call himself Richard?
Hey, why is that short for Richard, Pastor?
I never understood that. Now, who did? Who thought that was it? The only thing I can come up with was the first 100 original members named Richard.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're right there
on that line.
That's what I said. That way.
Oh, then they made it better.
They wanted to abbreviate that, so they went around the front.
All right, last question, Pastor, and we need to get this cleared up.
What can we say that's offensive that ain't two syllables that kind of make us think, well, that's the only thing logical?
Stop saying that.
Thank you for church complaints. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is standing by with our national news. Later on, Carla and I will talk about Oscar highlights right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.